Do you think Nancy Pelosi is controlled by corporate interests? She takes a lot of money from rich people and from people associated with corporations. Do you think she's...
Well, her majority is fueled by $300 million that came from Mike Bloomberg.
I understand, but do you think when she makes decisions about what legislation to support, what legislation to put on the floor, do you think that she is a tool of corporate America?
I'm afraid, and let me explain that I've known Pelosi since she went to Congress. I worked as a campaign advisor for her during one cycle back in the 1990s. I have the highest respect for her, but in the leadership position, she has shifted quite a bit. And yes, I do believe she is unduly influenced by corporate money and by the people who she travels with and rubs elbows with.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's definitely... influenced by it, but I don't think it motivates her primary decisions. I really do think that to support the Green New Deal is not because corporations don't like it. I think and energy companies don't like it. I think she doesn't support it because she doesn't think the traffic will bear some of the implications of it in terms of regulation and jobs and taxes. So if the country were as liberal as Bernie Sanders is. Now, tens of millions of people in the country are as liberal as Bernie Sanders and love his agenda. And I have been probably amongst people in the so-called mainstream media. I have been a strong supporter of, or a strong opponent of people in the press decrying him as a crazy old socialist. He speaks to the aspirations of tens of millions of Americans, their frustrations, their fears, and their aspirations. But I don't think those positions, and I don't think Nancy Pelosi thinks those positions, are majority positions right now. Now, I have a huge amount of respect for him because I know he knows that in some ways, and that he thinks his responsibility, as you suggested before, is to raise these issues, say this is the right thing, and to try to build greater support for it. I think that's great, but I don't think that everyone who opposes his agenda and the Democratic Party opposes it because they're in the pocket of special interests and corporate interests and labor unions. I think some of them don't oppose it because they don't think it can pass. Some of them don't think it should pass. And some of them think it will ruin the brand of the Democratic Party. And that is the majority view of, that's what Barack Obama thinks, Nancy Pelosi thinks, Chuck Schumer thinks, Kamala Harris thinks. And that, you know, you can't discount that. You can't say that that's meaningless, particularly if your aspiration above all else in the next year is to beat Donald Trump.